Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is a show where you can call and ask those questions that you have about life and get the answers that your guidance wants you to know, the answers that can help you to make those changes. So let's go ahead and start in. Our first caller is from area code 201. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name's Jennifer. I'm from New Jersey.
Hi, Jennifer. What can I do for you today?
I was just wondering what you saw as far as romance, if you see anyone coming in the picture.
Okay.
I'm trying to move past this person that I've been seeing. I'm trying to, because he's bad news, I think. So I want someone new to come in.
Well, they're showing that you haven't actually detached from this person, that you've decided that you're ready to let go of.
I'm doing better because I won't even respond to his texts.
That's an improvement.
Yeah, yeah.
So what
is
it about this person that you found appealing?
They play games like they run hot and cold. And, like, I have a long time of knowing this person. And he talks very seriously, wanting this, that, I need his mom, the whole nine yards. And then it just gets, like, cold feet or something. He goes away for a little bit, and then he's busy with work, and he's back in school, and then, like, I become, like, the last person on totem pole in his life. So I'm like, I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying? I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
So I want someone that's going to be able to be there and have time for me and not these stupid excuses. And I think that, like, I'm a doll on a shelf. They're going to come see when they want, you know?
Okay. That makes perfectly good sense. So guidance
had
is telling
chances,
you need to let go of some of the stuff that you're holding on to about yourself, because you only attract what you are actually putting out there. So there's some part of you that's putting out there what you're getting. So are you ready to work on that?
I guess so.
I promise it won't hurt.
Okay.
So
he just plays these games. I wouldn't do that to somebody. I don't act like that. So that's why I don't follow what you're saying, what it is about me that's attracting that kind of person.
Well, there could be a part of you that believes that you don't deserve someone who actually loves you and honors you.
Oh, I get it. I understand. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which means that you only get jerks. So, yeah.
We don't need that.
That's right. We don't. Okay. So the method I use is called Infinity Healing. So I am now activating the Infinity Healing energy. And if you would like to receive it, all you have to do is say yes.
Of course. Yes.
Okay. So let's see how they want to word this. So I'll be asking you some questions, and at the end of the question, I'll ask you to say yes. And at that time, you can say yes, and then I'll tell you to take a few deep breaths. Okay. So would you like an infinity healing?
Yes.
For clarity. Clarity about what it is that you actually believe about yourself. And this clarity will bring you the opportunity to let go of those beliefs that are not in alignment with the life that you are creating. So if you would like this clarity, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing whatever it is that is attracting jerks into your
yes.
life? And instead, change that to an energy that is bringing you the ones who are going to love you and adore you and honor you and want to spend time with you and be honest with you and recognize you for the person that you are. And if you'd
right.
like that, say yes.
Sounds good.
And take three more deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for giving you the openness, the ability to love, honor, and respect yourself? And accept yourself exactly as you are. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for detaching you from the jerks in your life?
Mm-hmm.
You simply yep. totally sever the ties. To
I
let them be
do.
Free and you be free so that you can
yeah,
move forward.
Yeah, I have some stuff from them I think I need to throw out, you know, otherwise I'm holding on to that. That's not good, right?
Yeah,
like
you don't need to
stuff.
Hang on
I should
to
get
anything
rid of that.
Because
yeah.
you're letting it all go.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're ready to have this help through the infinity healing energy, then just say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Yeah, you want to clear out all of the old stuff from all of the old ones that you no longer want in your life because you have to make room for the new ones that are coming.
Right. You better be.
So, yeah, that's a part of your letting go. So now they're showing
okay.
me that there are two that are coming into your life. They never
I
tell
only
me
need
exactly
one.
when they're coming. Well, you get a choice. See, that's the beauty of it. You get to meet one,
yeah,
have a
okay,
good time,
so
meet the other, have a good time, and then decide
Where
which one you want.
From? Uh-huh. Am I meeting them online or like live in the world? Like,
okay. Let's see if they want to give us all those details.
Okay.
The first one that they're showing me, they say you're going to meet this one when you are out doing things that you love. So
okay.
I don't know what it is you love to do, but get out there and start doing it.
Okay.
And the other one's going to come in a more quiet surroundings.
Hmm. And I don't know
them like
at all, right?
Like a library or something like that. No, you don't know them. These are new people coming into your life.
Okay.
So get rid
and
of all of the old stuff
connected
with all the old ones.
I'm sorry.
They only tell me the word soon, so...
That's good.
Soon could be in 3 seconds.
Sooner than later. Oh, my God. I'm 37. I got to get going here. I don't have time for this.
Oh,
if I'm
going to
have a baby, I'm going to have a baby under 40. I'm not going to have a baby at 70 like I heard on the news. I got to, you know, come on. I'm maintaining
well,
my
don't
looks
be,
and everything,
don't be
but
in
come
a,
on.
Don't be in such a rush to have a baby that you, you know, get pregnant
well,
before you intend
to. Well, time is the
to.
Essence, I think, you know? person. Well, I wasted time with this person. I gave them my whole life basically. For 3 years, I wasted.
Well, now you're moving forward, and you're understanding what you don't want because you had it, which is
right.
Good. So when you meet these new ones,
you
will know whether or not they feel right for you.
Right, early on. Otherwise, I'm leaving. No more like rose colored glasses or, you know, prayers are going to change or anything. I got to move. Otherwise, I'll be in the same pattern like this one, you know?
Right.
Like, trying to fix them or make it be okay and say, oh, who cares if he doesn't do that or whatever. You know what I mean? So, I need too many excuses for it.
Well, you already know that. Trying to fix a person never, ever, 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 ever works.
And I hope he isn't a Capricorn again. because I can't deal with Capricorn men anymore. I'm a Libra, and we're just not. I don't think we go well. I don't know. Do you have any input on?
Maybe they have something to teach you.
Yeah, I don't know. It's too much.
Well,
okay, so there's two potential people you're saying coming soon.
Yeah. Just be willing to accept them when they get there, no matter what their zodiac sign is.
Right.
Because not everybody is the same. Even a Capricorn can be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they have a strong work ethic. That's good. I need them to work for me and the baby. They need to... They need to have time, you know, they can be a little bit dull, I think, sometimes with Capricorn. I don't know.
Well, just keep checking in with your heart, your intuition, to see if they're the right person for you.
Okay.
Because it is your decision.
Right.
Okay?
Thank you then.
You are welcome, and let me know how it goes.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller is from area code 484. Hi, this is...
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call.
My pleasure. What's your name?
It's Tonetta, and I have spoken to you before, I think a couple of weeks ago or maybe a month ago.
Okay.
And
yes,
what
you
said, yes, and what you said absolutely came true, because guess what? Dan did resurface. We did go out on a date on Friday night, and it was very nice. Now, my big question of the day is Dan going to move into my home very soon? Because I'm feeling the month of June.
Do you want Dan to move into your home in June?
Yes.
I'm getting that there's some confliction there. So what are your fears or doubts about this happening?
It ain't confliction on my part. I just don't know what Dan's intentions are. I mean, he's very quiet, and I can't figure him out. So I just want to make sure this time around, he's being serious.
Well, I'm getting that he is serious. Now, whether or not he actually wants to move in that quickly, maybe the conflict is with him. He has mixed feelings about it.
He hasn't mentioned it. I'm just going by my gut instinct. Like, I'm feeling something different this time around.
Give him some time. Don't try to pressure or push or anything like that. Just let him be himself.
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't want to lose who he is. And if he does what you're wanting him to do before he's wanting to do it, then he's letting you be in charge of his life, and he doesn't need to do that. And you don't want him to do that. That would build resentment in him. And you don't want that in your relationship.
Do you feel like I'm the only person that he's involved with? Because I want to make sure he's serious this time. I don't want him seeing Sally, Sue, Sabrina, me. You know, I don't want that.
I'm getting that you're the one he cares about. That you're the one that's important to him.
Okay. So,
that
when
would
does
mean
he...
that there would be no reason for him to see anybody else. I don't know what happened to him in the past,
but he's kind of hesitant
about all this.
I know. He did tell me a couple weeks ago before taking me out, when he reconnected with me, he goes, I just want to let you know I'm seeing someone. I said, okay, thanks for being honest. And then I stopped texting him, and then he goes, oh, you're not talking now? So, see, I don't know if he did that to get a reaction out of me. I don't know if he's seeing someone. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. Why would you take me out on a nice date on Friday night and spend hours with me, and very respectful the date was, and he went home to his house, I went home to my house, and it was very nice.
Okay, so what they're saying is to give him time, to give him time to process the stuff that he needs to process so that he can willingly step into a committed relationship with you.
Okay, are they giving you a time frame of how long? Because this has been going on 4 years.
As far as his deciding that you are the one and he's going to move in with you and all of that sort of stuff happening, it may be 6 weeks. And it could be less.
What, that quick?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh,
but
my God.
As
I think
long as you give him
I think I might
space.
Have to sit, I might have to sit down because you're really authentic. You're really true. I hope people that are listening on the phone line know that you're no joke. This lady is the real deal. So what you're saying, I know in my heart, is going to come true. And I mean, I'm about ready to pass out right now, but I'm going to try to keep my composure over the phone. But so you're saying in like 6 weeks or less, he's going to make that commitment?
As long as you give him the space to be who he
is. Yes.
And you just treat him with love and respect, and you expect the same in return.
Mm-hmm.
So that he feels comfortable with your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And with where it's going.
Wow.
And as long as he feels that way, then he will be ready to make a commitment.
Wow. This is wonderful
news.
So
just relax. Take it one day at a time. And just let it flow the way it's meant to flow.
Right. Well, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it really can be. It would be great.
Yes. Well, I will definitely call you back, and I'll let you know the good news.
Well, I hope you will, because I want to know.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thanks for
calling. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Okay. The next caller, I think, is Skype because it's showing all ones. Hi, who's this? Okay, is anybody there? You should have heard you are unmuted before I started talking. Okay, if you are on hold, say hello. Okay. Well, I'm not hearing anything from you, so I'm going to move on to the next caller.
Hello.
Ah, there you are.
Oh, I'm so sorry. sorry, I had to run downstairs, and I thought, oh, I hope she's not. I hope I'm not next. So I just got back in time. yeah.
So what's your name?
I drank too much coffee. I needed to pee. Too much information, right, for the radio. It's Tricia here.
Hi, Tricia. What can I do for you today?
Oh, Barbara, I had a great reading from you a few months back, and I just wanted to get an energy reading on my house and getting it, my guest house rented, looking at remortgaging, trying to work out how to get around all of those rules, and just maybe even career, you know, like moving that energy so it's more secure. Does that make sense?
So you have a lot of, it looks like almost foggy kind of energy when you talk about the house. So what's creating that?
Foggy, it's just, you know, I have a big project that I took on, and I'm very completed. I'm not completed, but I'm like, I've moved ahead a lot. But I need to get some sort of financial security, and I have a lot of wealth in the house, of improved wealth. So I'm trying to get some equity out, but I don't fall into all of those categories. You know, that self-employment or any kind of income that you make yourself, you're not really that qualified, but having a W-2 gives you qualifications, you know. So I'm kind of in that fog. I go round and round in that fog. What do I do to get some equity?
Okay, so let's do a little bit of work here to clear up that fog, because you believe that this is not going to be easy, that this, you're going to have to jump through hoops and prove this, prove that, and all that kind of stuff. So let's do a little infinity healing around that.
It's
so would
more,
you like...
Barbara, it's more that when I talk to anybody, they come up with a stop sign immediately because I don't fall into their categories. So it's like finding that category where the door is open. You know, you get like so many rejection. And so that's kind of like the fog. It's not that, it's trying to manifest something that there's very little ways to do it. So I've got to find that finite little passage, you know? You shouldn't, but.
Okay. Well, you know, the angels are laughing now because they're like, there's no limits. Unless she puts them there. So
okay.
they're saying that anything is possible if you believe.
Oh, yes.
Something they've been telling me all week. Okay. And it's only Tuesday. So let's do some clearing around your beliefs around the things that other people have told you and you have taken to be the truth, because they are not necessarily the truth. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false beliefs that you have all of these limits imposed on you because of the way you work, because you are self-employed, because you don't have that W-2, because you don't have a company that's going to, when they call them up, say, well, yes, she does work for us. This is how much she makes, and we pay her every 2 weeks, and we guarantee that she'll make this. Unless she does something really bad and we fire her. So if you'd like to completely and totally step out of those old beliefs, because there are companies that are moving past those beliefs, because there are so many people who are self-employed, who do determine their own income, their own outcomes, their own lives, and the mortgage companies are catching on to that. So if you would like to clear out the old beliefs about what is possible and allow yourself to be guided to the truth that anything is possible, then say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing any remaining doubts, fears, uncertainty, negativity, murkiness that you are feeling around the house, around the getting the equity, around finding someone to rent the other house, the guest house, around any aspect of where you live and what is possible with your property?
Yes.
Say yes. And thank three you. Nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for allowing yourself to have faith and trust in your own abilities, in your ability to create what it is you desire, whether that's a home equity loan, someone to rent the guest house, doing work that you absolutely love, having more than enough people come into your life who want to buy whatever it is that you are offering, to just allow yourself to step in to that flow of everything works out fine. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes. Yes, I would like
and
that.
And three more deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing to just completely and totally unwind you from all of that stress so that you don't have to feel that ever again?
Yes.
Okay. And three nice deep breaths. Oh, that feels so much better.
Yes.
Okay. Now, was there anything else? Anything that I missed?
No. It's so interesting because I know everything that you were just saying, and it's not that I kind of lost the faith. It was, you know, I understand the fog of not really seeing it, you know, in the perspective, but it's just, you know, what's really hard is that there are people that have come, you know, want the guest house or have, you know, online, have, you know, I want to see, and I have to go into that, no, you're not right, you know, in my, I know. You're not right. And so you get into that judgment as well of judging another person. And I don't mean it from that perspective. I just mean that you're not really quite the match for who I want to live with on my property, you know, because it's a close quarters in a sense. It's a guest house, but it's still, you know, we still share the land. And so
right.
I think sometimes when that comes up, that judgment, it kind of triggers me because I don't want to have to judge people, but you have to judge people. Do you see what I'm saying? So it, so this whole process,
mm-hmm.
and I, the reason I didn't even rent it for 2 years where I could have and had income and been a little bit more secure was because I knew that energy of having somebody else on the property when I was doing it up would be too tense for me. So I chose not to have the money and not to have the people. And have the relaxed
okay.
energy, as you see. And I love the house.
I see
I
what
mean,
you're saying.
Yeah. So you know, I'm playing that that card. I would, you know, I mean, my work as an author and things like that, I really want to get that more out there, and I keep going back, even though I haven't had that success in the film industry. And yet I prepared myself and wrote many, many screenplays as a student as well. You know, like each time you write one, you become better at writing the next and the next and the next. So you've got to go through the learning process, you know, to keep learning, you know. Now I'm at the point right. where I let that go for a long time. Like, well, it's not working. It's really hard to, you know, I don't want to use the word hard, but to get through those doors, to get people to open those doors that are very closed, because it's a very rule-orientated industry as well. I tend to sort of come up against these rules, and I'm such a free, anti-rule, you know, person. but I would like to get back into that field of getting some of my novels, or do you see like opening a door in that industry so that I can move towards it? Is that something in my future?
Let's do a little bit of clearing around that and around getting someone in the guest house. So,
all right,
let's see. We'll do the guest house first. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing all of the fears you have around renting out the guest house and who's going to take it and are they going to be right and what if they're the wrong person and all of those things that go through your mind about how this can have a negative impact on you if you pick the wrong person? And replace all of that with an acceptance that the angels are going to bring you the perfect person. It is going to be someone that you feel comfortable with, someone who is going to respect you and your property, someone that you can actually be friends with if you choose, someone who will not in any way, shape, or form bring any negativity to your home, to the place that is sacred to you. And if you like all that, wonderful. Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for clearing up all of the fears and doubts and worries you have around finding someone who wants your screenplays or whatever it is that you are wanting someone to have an interest in, to actually be delighted with the work that you do, and to replace all of that negativity and those negative beliefs with the knowing that what you do does resonate. And the person or people that it resonates with are attracted to you. You are sending out an energy that they will find irresistible. And they will be coming to you, contacting you, letting you know of their interest. And that this can all flow so easily because you are allowing it to flow. You are open to this flow. You are ready to be even more successful than you've ever been before.
Yes,
wonderful.
I am.
And take three nice deep breaths. And now I'm hearing the word Facebook, which makes absolutely no sense to me because I've never seen anything on Facebook about screenplays or anything like that. But I don't really know what all is on Facebook, so
I just joined a group on Facebook about screenwriters, and I just the man who runs the group asked to be friends, so I became a friend. I don't friend every, you know, but when I'm in mm-hmm. link with somebody. And so I wrote to him privately and asked him, you know, thanks for being friends. And because friends always help friends, so that's why when you use that word, you know. And I
right.
asked him about the Chinese market, because before I moved into my house, I had just written a really long treatment idea for a Chinese screenplay film, a very epic story. But the Chinese have very stringent rules about subject matter, you know, because it's still government orientated, you know, like don't mm-hmm. go into that theme because you're going to get it. You'll write something that you'll never get made, you know, or shown.
Right.
So you've got to, so anyway, I approached him just like, do you know of anybody that works in that area, producers, that I would like to maybe collaborate with somebody? I put it out there. Or a producer that would read my treatment and say, yeah, I love all of the story, but don't go there. You know what I mean? Like, I can sell
right.
this, but I can't sell that. So I did put that out through a Facebook connection just last week. And he kind of responded a little bit like, yeah, it's a huge market. It's becoming like the big in market for producers here wanting to do co-productions with the Chinese audience, because they open 22 new movie theaters a day. You know, it's like it's that mm-hmm. bigger market. But so that was my, you know, when you were just talking about Facebook, Barbara, that was like, well, I kind of was playing with that on Facebook the other day. So I just planted the seed. And I always sort of say to myself, look, if I plant the seed, it doesn't mean it will grow in his garden, but I've told the universe I'm planting a seed, you know. So, you know, mm-hmm. when you start planting the seeds, you don't know who's going to come back to you. If it's him or he just triggered me to rethink about it and re-put it back out there again. Do you see what I'm
yeah.
saying? And I
yeah.
think we can all caught up in like, well, I'm talking to him, it has to be him, he's the only one, blah, blah, blah. And you kind of like get that rejection. And so I'm just throwing it out there. You know, it's like I have a book I wrote a few years back I'd love in the film industry called The Starseeds Beyond Time. And it's kind of in that Harry Potter age group kind of young reader kind of, but it's very spiritual, mystical, and Merlin and Indians. And I mean, you know, it's all everything that you would understand and I would understand. And I have a Facebook page for it. It's not even a movie. It's the screenplay that I want to be a film. And every day there's 3 or 4 people that like it, you know, that it's just growing. It's up to like 700 people want it to be a movie or think it's a movie or could be a, just based on the concept. And so
mm-hmm.
I'm ready for that to go into a larger audience, because that's just sort of like the crumbs just keep coming. I mean, the book, I have a page for the novel, and that's got about 300 people. But for some reason, people are Googling or finding it on Facebook, that name, and they immediately like it. I mean, every day it's a like. Barbara, can I ask you one really quick thing about a man from the past? I just wrote a memoir, and it involves this man. And he comes in and out of my consciousness sometimes as like, he really likes it, and other times it's I'm doubtful or he's doubtful. And I just want a healing around that whole energy, because I'm not sure if his energy's kind of put the brakes on the book without me knowing. Do you know when people do things like that? You know, their energy is so strong that they kind of stop it.
Right.
Is he in that realm of feeling like that?
Well, we can do a releasing about him, and then
right.
he'll just be wherever he is. So what's his first name?
I'm
or
sorry?
You can make up a name and tell me anything you want. His name,
oh,
or a name you want to use for him.
D.
Mr. D. Okay. So repeat after me. I release Mr. D unto God.
I release Mr. D as to God.
Unto God.
Unto God.
Mr. D is in his true place at all times.
Mr. D is in his true place at all times.
I am free and he is free.
I am free, he is free.
I now decree that my words go forth.
I now decree as my words go forth.
Into infinite source and it brings it to pass.
Into infinite source to bring it to pass.
It is so.
It is so.
And take three nice deep breaths. So now you have effectively cut the cords with Mr. D. So whatever
okay.
he does doesn't affect you.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much, Barbara, for your time.
You are welcome.
You know, it's really funny when I was just sitting here and I was looking out my window, and I'm in my bedroom right now, and I'm 5,000 feet in the air, so I'm high on a mountain. And when you were talking about that there's a lot of fog around the house, one of the things that I absolutely love is when the mist rolls in and the whole mountain becomes like this mist. You know, this white mist.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a blessing as well. It's sort of, it's got a very airy feeling when the mist comes in. But yes, I'm looking forward to having someone on my property as well, you know, just as a guardian, so I can travel and do book promotions and things that I want to do and know that there's somebody else that's here on the land. That's really nice as well. And so thank you. It's a blessing to talk to you again.
You're welcome. And I'm so glad that you called. And I know that you're going to find that perfect person to live on the property with you. That should be happening soon. And you might want to, okay, they're saying that you might want to look on Facebook for, what would you be looking for? Something else having to do with screenwriters or something. I have no idea what kind of groups are on Facebook or.
Right.
But there's
right.
something there.
Is the one that I joined the right one? I mean, is that part of what they're seeing? The gentleman that, the group that I just joined?
They're saying that there's more than one and you need to join more than one.
Okay. Oh, okay,
it's
I will.
Three or four. But I have no idea what they are. So just look and
I'll
see what you find.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Thank you. That makes a lot of sense. All right. Well, I will let you go to the next call and the others that can help be helped today. And I will
It was nice talking to you, Tricia, and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Yes, yes, I am. Thank you. This one, one of the things that I love about painting. Are you there? One of the things I was, yesterday I was in a mode to do a lot of painting. And I was painting because it's instant. The thing, you know, you can have one wall, one color, and then boom, the next, within a few minutes, it's a completely different color, you know, like, or clean. And, so I was in the mode yesterday. I was thinking, oh, I've got to do something that's instant. I've got to have that instant transformation. You know, like it's not a long, you know, like plant the seed and you've got to wait 2 months for it to pop up in the ground and grow and bloom. And painting was just like, I need to just do something where it's just instant transformation. So I chose painting as my little kind of like meditative state. When I was painting away, thinking, oh, it's changing, it's changing, it's cleaner, it's changing. So it's funny how we pick certain things, and other days it's sort of like I'm in the mode like, I'm not saying about the rejection from these people, but I have looked online and you go to a loan and then they, you know, they ring you back and then they start asking questions and they go, no, I'm sorry, but you don't, you know, I'm sorry, but you, you know, so you get that constant, you know, and it is constant because they live in that real world. I don't live in the real world, but they do.
Yeah.
And so I just sometimes throw my arms in the air and I just go outside and garden. Like, it's not, I'm not in the flow because after getting so many of those kind of rejection energies, and I used to feel it a lot back with the screenwriting because I would ring up the agents, are you looking for this project? Are you looking, da, da, da? And it would be immediately, no, we don't take unsolicited material, full stop. You know, like, okay, next, no, we don't take unsolicited material. You know, it was just that constant thread because they have the rule book, not me, but I was against it. And even when I found people that would let me in and say, okay, yeah, I'll, you know, send me something, you ring them back in 6 months and they say, oh, I don't remember, or I've lost it, can you send me another one? Or, you know, and you go, okay, well, that's not really, his head's not really in the place. He's been kind, yeah, send it, but send it into the nowhere land. You know, it doesn't really mean that much. So, yeah, so, you know, with this new elevation of us and working with different consciousness and angels and things like that, I think more of those doors can be opened through guidance. You know, I really
they can be.
Yeah. Well, my phone is ringing now, so I will catch up with you soon. Take care.
Okay, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is from area code 713. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Dejan.
You said Dejan?
Yes.
And what can I do for you today, Dejan?
I've been currently looking for a job, and I just wanted to know if you see me getting a job before the end of this month.
Okay, the first thing your guidance wants to know is, are you just looking for any job, or are you looking for something you love?
Right now, just any job.
Okay. And so then they ask, why are you going to settle?
I don't really know. Well, right now I'm in college, so having a job just to keep afloat for right now would be pretty good. Just in the meantime, then after a while, look for something else that's more serious towards what I want to do. So.
Okay. So they want us to do a little bit of clearing work around working, around what's possible. Because they don't want you to just have a job, just to have a job. Because usually when someone gets a job, just to have a job, within 2 weeks to 2 months, they hate their job, and then they don't really want to go to the job, and it becomes a burden instead of what it is capable of being. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And they don't want you to have to go through that. So are you willing to do a little bit of clearing work around the whole concept of job so that you can actually find something that you enjoy and you get paid, well paid for what you do?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Let's see. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing all of the things you've been taught about jobs? What a job means, what a job requires, that you're not supposed to like your job, that it's okay if you don't like your job as long as they're paying you, that a job is just for the money and there's nothing else that you're ever supposed to get out of a job, and replace all of that with the truth that you can find something that you enjoy doing, and that you are well paid for, and that you can gain the life experiences that are going to benefit you later in life from this job, that it doesn't have to be boring or difficult or any other of the things that you might feel about a job, that it can actually be fun, that you can enjoy it. You can enjoy the work, you can enjoy the people, you can enjoy the atmosphere, you can enjoy going to your job. And if you'd like to make that change, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. So I want you to think about all of the jobs that you've put in applications for, and were any of them a job that you actually want to do? Can't think of any you actually wanted to do?
Oh, no, I am.
Okay, so the ones that you actually want to do, I want you to write down the name of the company or whatever, or if you have a copy of the application, something that connects you with that job. And I want you to spend a little time each day, put them in the stack with the one that you want most on top, and allow yourself to send energy to that employer for that job. Energy that says, this is the job for me. I am here for this job. I am attracting this job to me now. These people are going to call me. This is my job. So that you are focusing your energy on what you actually desire. And if you have any of those beliefs about, oh my gosh, what if they don't call? Let them go, because they have nothing to do with what you're doing. They are just ways of your ego stopping you from having what you want. You just want to focus that positive energy, that knowingness that, yes, you are going to get this job. And you'll be surprised at what happens.
Okay. That sounds really helpful.
It's just a way of putting yourself in the energy of success. You know, so often we put ourselves in the energy of what we see as a problem, and we just stay in that problem energy, and we never see the solutions because we're in the problem energy. By doing what I've told you to do, you're going to move yourself over into the solution energy. You already know what you want. You know where you want to work. You know that this will be the job. Just let that energy flow. Let yourself send out that energy that is going to attract those people to call you and say, you've got the job. Because that's actually what you want.
Right.
And sometimes it's just that simple.
Okay.
Great. Well, good luck, and I know you are going to be successful. Yeah, they're telling me you're going to be successful, so you don't even have to worry about it. As you like.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome, and thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, moving to our next caller. Oh, let's see, area code. Oh, this is Helena.
You sound so good. You sound lovely.
I feel good.
Good. It shows. It's radiating out for you.
Good.
Well, Miss Barbara, I heard someone giving chimes. She was giving readings. So far be it for me to ask about relationship times, but I do have a timing question. I mean, you know I wouldn't do that. with this, like, oh gosh, walking, getting from point A, B, C thing, when's it going to let up? Because it's like extremely brutal at the moment, because I've taken a part-time job, an old part-time job. That I took for the money. Yeah, it's a little bit of fun, and yeah, it's a lot, little money, and it's got me standing. So my ankle's getting swollen, hurting, carrying my heavy backpack all around. When's this going to transform into something that's really doable, workable, like a place in the city?
So what I'm hearing is a question for you.
Yeah.
You need to let go of the belief that it can't transform.
Okay. All right. I guess I'm trying.
You still don't believe it's possible.
I know, Yoda. Don't try. How do I wrap my head around
don't
the
try,
fact
do.
That it is possible? Right. There you go, Yoda. How do I get to that place in everything that I'm going toward? That it is all possible. I've been told that before. That it is all possible.
Pick something simple to do that you think is actually impossible, and then do it.
Well, isn't that kind of opposite? Something that I think is impossible and do it. I've done the impossible before in my life. Not recently.
But this is to open you up to... open you up to that beautiful energy that's there to love and support you. You know, it's like with me when I did the dry fasting. There was a part of me that said, you know, you're not going to be able to do this. You cannot go 4 days and not eat or drink anything. It's just absolutely impossible. And, of course, I decided I wasn't going to listen to that, and I went ahead and I did it. And I feel even more connected, more trusting in my guidance as a result. And I don't have all of that garbage that I used to have piled on me about food.
Yeah.
It's like I've given myself more space.
Okay.
So pick something that you can do that you think is absolutely impossible, and then do it.
All right. And then will you give me a time?
Actually, they're giving me a suggestion for your impossible thing.
Oh, good.
And your
impossible
thing is to...
I have a feeling.
It's to find someone who drives from Jersey into New York every day at times that correspond with when you want to be there and is willing to have you ride along with them. How's that for impossible?
That's too hard. That's too hard. That really is. It really is. I don't know anybody there. I mean, it's like, oh God, no.
You don't have to know the person. You are just putting the intention out there that this is possible.
Right.
This is your intention. That this is what you are going to achieve. And that you are attracting this person into your life.
Right. I mean, I'm in and out at all different times, aside from the morning time. And even then, that varies.
Well, this could be a person with a weird schedule just like yours.
Hmm. better. They just gave me a time. All right. That's a hard one.
Yeah, I said pick something impossible.
Yeah, that feels extremely impossible. Really does.
Okay, so now you get to do it.
Well, I'll put it out. We'll see what happens. I'm not attached to this at all. All right. So they're not into giving you any times at the moment for me.
No. We're saying everything is flexible. It depends on you and how much you open up and allow yourself to change and all of the usual stuff. So it's in your hands.
I tell you, I wish it felt that way. I really do.
But it is, and it always has been. Okay, so who do you think is in charge of everything? Who do you think is orchestrating your life?
I don't know. I think there's a set of given circumstances. I think there's energy. I think it's flexible and movable and mutable. But I think it depends on other people.
You're in control.
It depends on... Oh,
but
gosh.
Everything
that
happens is based on you.
Yeah, so you do the best you can, but then, I have the same comment that everyone has. If I'm in such control, why the heck would I have made it like this? You know?
Because you needed to learn something from this. So go ahead and learn it and move on.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm hearing this song, and the words of the song are, "What would I do if I knew that I could not fail?"
I don't know that song.
Doesn't matter, they're just asking that question.
I would just live my life freely and fully and joyfully.
Then why aren't you doing that?
I am trying to. I really am. But I can't help feeling a little daunted when, I'm on the verge of limping with my ankle because I'm carrying heavy bags and having to negotiate getting from here to there. It's just, after a while, it just gets rough and it's taxing. I mean, big deal. I mean, people I know are walking miles for water. So I guess in that case, I sound like a little princess. But
it's not a comparison.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if people are walking miles for water. That is not you. Let that go. You don't need to compare yourself to anybody else. Look at what would make your life easier. What would allow more flow in your life?
Just to have all my needs met, to, pursue all the work I want to pursue and get it. And to be able to do that easily and effortlessly. There's the usual issues with anybody's life, things we have to go for and do, but this just feels like an extra added attraction, of like many hours each day, and it's just, I don't know, it's not easy.
What if you just started with something small, like getting one of those backpacks that has wheels?
I hate those. I can't serpentine. I can't move fast. I feel like I'm a million years old. I have one. It doesn't hold. No, really. You got to worry about the stupid backpack when it gets crowded. Then you got to carry. I know. I sound like the complaint department. I better get off now. whining.
Okay, you know, if that doesn't work for you, you know, think of something that
it doesn't
would.
Work. Yeah. To carry less.
Look at other alternatives. I don't know what they all are, but
yeah.
That's your job anyway.
Yeah. All right.
You know, you could get you a big dog and have it carry a pack.
Yeah. Get a horse and just ride. Put me on.
Hey, that'll work.
Hey, doggy. Yep. Yep. I could live in Central Park, which would be very nice. Yeah. That's noisy here. All right. I'm going to be late for my appointment. Oh, I'm late already. Well, you sound absolutely wonderful. I'll get over my grumpiness, and that's that. I thought maybe I'd get a time.
You know I don't do time, so.
Oh, I heard you. All right. Let me go, but lots of love and big thanks.
Well, enjoy your day and have fun.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
How was the last treat on the trip?
Thank you, everyone, for listening and for calling in and for sharing and for helping other people to clear up the same issues for themselves. You guys are so wonderful. And I look forward to this Friday when we have laughter yoga. And those are always such fun shows. So I hope that everyone has a wonderful, magical weekend, and I will talk to you on Friday. Bye-bye, everybody.